Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is Thursday in the octave of Easter. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. As the crippled man who had been cured clung to Peter and John, all the people hurried in amazement toward them in the portico called Solomon's Portico. When Peter saw this, he addressed the people. "You Israelites, why are you amazed at this, and why do you look so intently at us as if we had made him walk by our own power or piety? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and denied in Pilate's presence when he had decided to release him. You denied the holy and righteous one and asked that a murderer be released to you. The author of life you put to death, but God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name, this man whom you see and know, his name has made strong, and the faith that comes through it has given him this perfect health. Now I know, brothers, that you acted out of ignorance, just as your leaders did. But God has thus brought to fulfillment what he had announced beforehand through the mouth of all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be wiped away, and that the Lord may grant you times of refreshment and send you the Messiah already appointed for you, Jesus, whom the heaven must receive until the times of universal restoration, of which God spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old. For Moses said, 'A prophet like me will the Lord your God raise up for you from among your own kinsmen. To him you shall listen in all that he may say to you. Everyone who does not listen to that prophet will be cut off from his people.' Moreover, all the prophets who spoke from Samuel and those afterwards also announced these days, 'You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your ancestors when he said to Abraham, "In your offspring all the families of the earth shall be blessed." For you first God raised up his servant and sent him to bless you by turning each of you from your evil ways.'" The gospel, or the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We are seeing in this second speech, this second sermon by Peter, another invitation for people to become a part of those that follow after Jesus. This comes out of the spectacle that the people are seeing as this man who was crippled from birth is now been healed. And he's running around dancing, but he's also clinging to Peter and John. He can't believe what's happening, and he's so excited. He's praising God, and he's holding on to these two apostles and just, again, going where they're going. They're heading towards Solomon's Portico, which is on the eastern side of the temple area there in Jerusalem. And it was a place where Jesus used to meet with people in the temple area, and now Peter and John are meeting with people in that same area. And it's a common meeting place and became so for Christians in the temple area that they would go to Solomon's Portico. So here's one of the first times after the Passion, Death, Resurrection, and Ascension that they go and spend time in the portico. And here the people are looking at this one who has been healed. They're looking at the way that he's walking and running and leaping and jumping, and they can't believe it. So Peter takes this as another opportunity to speak to them about Jesus. One of the things that he's doing, again, they're in the temple area where they are still seeing the sacrifices being offered to God from the old covenant. This is still a time when the Israelites are fully practicing the adherence to the laws. And so Peter is connecting, of course, which he does because it's the way that God works, is that Jesus was a Jew following the covenants, but was the Messiah foretold even by Moses. And so here he uses the phrase that God used for himself at the time that he gave Abraham the name Abraham. Before it, it was Abram. But when he came into covenant with Abraham, he gave him a part of his own name, which is something that you do in a covenant. You take a part of another's name. And so Abraham became Abraham. Again, the father of many nations. And he took a part of God's name, the Che, from Yahweh. And so he became Abraham. And God took the name of Abraham. He became the God of Abraham at that point. Later, he became the God of Abraham and Isaac. And then he became the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so here, Peter uses this in referencing to how Jesus came about in terms of his messianic ministry. He says, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our ancestors, glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over. Again, reminding them of what they did during the time of the Passion of Christ 50 days earlier. The time of Passover, Pilate offered them to release one prisoner, and he offered Jesus or Barabbas. And they took Barabbas and called out for Jesus to be crucified. And so, as Peter said, the author of life you put to death, but God raised him from the dead. And again, he said, as he did in his first speech, his first sermon on Pentecost, he says here, we are witnesses of this. And so it isn't just that he was raised from the dead, but we saw him. We were a part of his resurrection life. And then he goes on and says, you know, by faith in his name. Now, whenever we talk about a name, it means the very substance of the person. So by faith in his name has been made strong, and the faith that comes through it has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all. So again, at the name of Jesus, this man stood up and walked. So this is something that that Peter wanted them to know. It's that they didn't make him well. The name of Jesus did. Jesus, still alive, still at work from heaven through the power of the Holy Spirit, is the one who is doing this healing work. Now, Peter makes an interesting observation here, again saying, I know you acted out of ignorance. In other words, you didn't do it maliciously. You didn't send Jesus to the cross out of full knowledge of who he was, that you wanted to kill the Messiah. You did it ignorant of who he really was. But God has brought about this fulfillment. And so the Messiah was to suffer. And so he says, what you did, God used to bring about this great work of redemption. So repent, turn around, be converted. And again, talking about the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Lord bringing times of refreshment. So here we are at the end of Peter's second sermon. And he says, you are the children of the prophets and of the covenant that God made with your ancestors. And so this is an invitation now to participate in the new covenant that God has given you. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Isn't it interesting to again see the same pattern that Jesus used is being used by the apostles? Miracles happened in order for there to be a platform for preaching the good news of Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what Peter's doing, preaching with boldness and giving forth that message. Again, that message is the same message we give today. Repent and be baptized. Repent and be converted. Now, for those who are already baptized, this second message from Peter, again, repent and be converted. Conversion is something that is ongoing. You constantly are going through conversion as you discover more about God, more about yourself, as you come into a time of where you have committed a sin. In going to confession, that is a time of conversion. As you again turn around and go the other way, embracing God in all his goodness, and embracing the forgiveness that is given to us through the passion, death of Jesus Christ on the cross, that we again find forgiveness of sins. And through his resurrection power, we enter in to new life. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.